Hershey's Milk Chocolate with Whole Almonds makes for a wholly amazing, wholly delicious experience that's, well, wholly Hershey's. Everyone to get to experience the satisfying surprise of a whole almond tucked inside creamy Hershey's chocolate. So don't wait your whole life to try Hershey's Milk Chocolate with Whole Almonds. And if you've already had it, then chances are you're already a lifelong fan of this confectionery delight. Find Hershey's Milk Chocolate with Whole Almonds wherever candy is sold.
When you're on the go and it's time to refresh your energy, grab an ice-cold Celsius, where zero sugar, seven essential vitamins, and proven ingredients meets pure refreshment. Unlike traditional energy drinks, each sip of Celsius is a perfect balance of flavor and function. So whether you're hitting the gym, the office, or your next adventure, grab a Celsius at your local retailer or visit Celsius.com to learn more.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Is there a need for separate bathing areas for men and women at Irish swim spots? Our own Ciara Tracy from our digital team here at News Talk was, you were out for a dip yesterday afternoon. What happened?
Yes, so I was doing my first dip of the year in Bull Island in Clontarf.
Yeah.
And I usually go there, that's where I do all my swimming spots. And there's three swim shelters. There's one for women, there's one for men, and there's a mixed one. And I've had time in both the mixed one with, like, if I have, like, one of my male friends with me for a swim, and the ladies. And it was yesterday, I had braved the cold. And when I got there, it was just me in the ladies' shelter. But then I noticed there was a man sunbathing on one of the other sides. So it's basically, there's two kind of like benches, if you like, or walls.
And sorry, just Ciara, when you say there's shelters, so it's like a chain, I'm actually not familiar with it. Is it a changing area?
There is like hooks and everything for you to get changed in. It's slightly just like it's walled off from the general public. So you have a bit of privacy, but then there's just one bench for you to sit on, kind of thing. So it's not anything fancy or anything. There's no toilets or anything like that. It's just a shower outside. And I was on one side of the shelter and he was on the other. And immediately I felt, oh, what are you doing here? But I was too scared to say anything because...
And is it signposted that...
It is.
There's a women's section, there's a men's section and there's a mixed section.
So when you go up, the first one you see is the women's and it has like a man and a woman and the man's crossed out just to show just ladies.
Okay.
And if you walk farther down, then you'll see the men's and then the last one is the mixed.
Is the mixed, okay. So it's quite clearly signposted or signalled.
Yeah, absolutely. All you have to do is look at literally next to the shelter entrance. And so I didn't say anything to this man when I got there because I was a bit nervous. I was a bit, you know, anxious of, you don't know what he was there. He was just in his shorts and I had to wait a little while for the tide to come in so I could actually go out. And so I just sat for a couple hours reading my book. And at one point he tried to make conversation and I was just like, oh, because I felt vulnerable. Like you're really exposed. The Bull Island as well, the main road is about a 25-minute walk from the shelter. So it is quite excluded. And because it is a shelter as well, like you are hidden from the public.
Okay.
So he could have, you know, he didn't, thank God, but he could have done, you know, he could have come over and tried to harass me, whatever. And I was just really conscious of that and the fact that this was a ladies' shelter.
Area, yeah.
So at one point he's about to leave and he heads off, he comes back and he goes, oh, this is a ladies' shelter. I go, yeah, that's why I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I don't understand the need for all of this. Like, I just don't understand why we need it. I was like, well, you know, it's a safety thing. Like women like to feel safe, you know, if they're getting changed and, you know, trying to enjoy the sun or whatever in their bathing suits. And he goes, oh, I go to Dunleary like every day and there's never an issue. There's never a problem over there. And they have mixed changing facilities. Yeah. I was like, but you could be a freak for all I know. Like you've come to the ladies thing. And he said, I didn't see the sign.
I was about to ask, did he maybe, you know, could you possibly miss the sign?
But even then he wasn't embarrassed. He didn't try to be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I said, you could be a freak for all I know.
So is there a need, do you think, there is a need for... Well, segregated bathing areas, basically.
It was nice peace of mind to go there. I think it's more the issue is the fact that there is separate ones and he chose. I know he said he didn't see it, but he didn't feel any remorse or embarrassment by it, and I don't think he would have cared regardless. It's just the idea of this is in place, and for you to blatantly ignore that or, you know, be, because I actually did say it to another man came in. I said, oh yeah, the men's is that way. And he chose to ignore it then.
Yeah.
So that was like maybe 2 hours before our chat. So I was just felt like, okay, you know, it's a nice peace of mind.
But you obviously went to this this particular area, Bull Island and Clontarf, because you know it has the men and the women separate zones or that. And,
yeah,
and you
exactly.
wanted that.
It's
okay.
a peace of mind and it's a nice community there of the women.
Councillor Donna Cooney is with me as well. Donna's the Deputy Lord Mayor of Dublin. And also, Donna, you swim with the Dollymount Dames as well.
I do, yeah. I'm part of that group. And I suppose that gives it some sort of security. Like people tend to put in, we have a sort of a motto, never swim alone. So we put in our WhatsApp group, I'm going for a swim at such time, because it's tide dependent, you know, down on the North Bull Wall. The ladies' bathing shelters has the most, you know, tide really, because we were sort of 3 hours either side of high tide. It gets a bit the tide lasts longer, less time down at the gents. So yeah, so I mean we I swim in the ladies' bathing mostly. I would swim in the mixed, you know, and I would swim even down at the boat slip or the boat pier if I don't have time to get all the way down to Bull Island. But I mean, you don't mind, there's quite a lot of public around there and you feel sort of safe, you know, you're not in an isolated area. But yeah, I think it's nice. I think that, you know it does mean that people who might feel, you know, self-conscious can be less self-conscious within that sort of, you know, female only space.
Yeah. So you think there is a need then, is there, for the, you know, sort of,
well,
separate bathing areas?
Well, I mean, that's a heritage thing. So it depends. I think it depends on the area. I really, and I think it depends on, you know, I think you consult the community when they're building new areas, you know, as to whether it's a need. Some places you wouldn't, you know, in that particular location, because it's there.
Well, it's already,
you know,
there.
Historically, anyway, it's already there. I mean, we like having the ladies' bathing shelter. You know, it's like the dames would call it our snug, you know, and that's that feeling of sisterhood and feeling sort of, and there's all ages. You'd have three generations. You'd have, like, you know, grandmother, granddaughter and granddaughter down there. And we have had the occasional men, like, but like, if, because Kira was down there on her own, that's why she felt like that. But generally you'll have, you know, there's when there's a group of women, they get very short shrift,
yeah,
when they walk down,
yeah,
into the you know, into the wrong one, and we say, listen, did you not see the sign? You're blind, you know what I mean, or whatever, you know, would you just go up? Because there was a case where people said they didn't understand, because it was just in Irish, you know, so it had Manaw. So the original sign, which,
okay,
was lovely, and we'd like, yeah, so that was, so then the symbol is there, you know, with the cross,
yeah,
just in case people didn't understand. But you do get, like, you know, you get people coming down and they maybe just mistakenly walk down the steps and then they're told, like, oh, you know, that's not, and they apologise and they walk back up.
Mm.
But there's those that will come down trying to take photographs. Like, I've been down there one day when there was a guy who I think people felt very uncomfortable with, because he was like one of these people in a long mac, you know what I mean? Definitely a, you know, an appearance of a peeping Tom. And he was, you know, glaring at some of the young women and adolescents, and I had to and, you know, he was not happy. Like, I was,
okay,
at the point of wondering, would I have to call the guards,
right?
But,
okay,
like, I got him,
okay,
out of it. But it was, yeah,
yeah,
and I,
okay,
felt, you know, in part to do that because there was more people down there. But you do feel, I don't know, you just feel more relaxed, I think, sometimes.
Yeah,
in,
well,
that
I wonder
space.
That from listeners today, do you like the idea of separate men and women bathing areas? Are there enough of them? Should we have more of them? John O'Griffin is with us from the Wild and Free Adventure Company in Donegal. Are people in favour of them there, Jono?
It's interesting hearing the guys. Yeah, it's we're a bit more remote up here, so a lot of our beaches and piers or places that people swim wouldn't have facilities for changing. And I suppose one thing I've noticed is the Roby culture has transformed a lot of change, and, you know, people can now change in the open with Robies and stuff. And I know the situation in Clontarf there, and with those change rooms. And I wonder too, is it the structures themselves? Like, I think in the ideal world, if we had changing facilities at beaches, it would be brilliant. But you would need enclosed changing facilities. You know, I think the part of those issues there is that they're nearly like a bus shelter. They're nearly like a windbreak. So people can be around or look in or whatever. So that's part of maybe the issue. But part of it too is if they weren't there, would it be an issue? You know, that's what I often think. So I would run a lot of stuff for camps for kids and teenagers and schools. And we do get requested to provide a change of facilities. So we would put up gazebos or people can get changed in an enclosed trailer and stuff, particularly females, you know, but also males as well. So we do provide that, but a lot of the culture now is, you know, you go to the beach yourself, you know, you put the towel around you, you put the changing robe on, you just get it sorted. So a lot of the swim groups up here, you would see them just kind of getting on with it, you know. So there's a bit of me wondering if it's a bit like the bin situation. If you provide bins, does that draw litter, or do you get rid of the bins and encourage a culture of take it home with you? You know, it's the same with the changing facilities.
Okay. No, sorry, John, I was just going to bring Ciara in just for one last word there on that. Do you think, just very finally, Ciara, our swimming area as well, you know, are the wells set up?
I suppose they are a bit old and like exactly what Jono said there, they are like bus shelters. It'd be great to have proper facilities and toilets at the toilets in Clontarf you have to pay to use. So it'd be great to actually see some investment there for safe swimming, hygienic as well. I think that would be really beneficial. I say it maybe is lacking, so maybe in the future I don't have to have those kind of awkward conversations.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting. Quite a mixed messages, I should say, from people about this today and the idea of the kind of separate men and women bathing areas. John O'Griffin, Councillor Donna Cooney, our own Ciara Tracy. Ciara, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.